Bible. It's a glorious love story. It's a glorious story of love that almost reaches the consummation and then is potentially frustrated by the other kinsman who's a nearer kinsman than the Boaz who has wooed and loved and cared for and drawn Ruth into himself, as it were, and one with him. It's an incredibly significant story. You might recall that when Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem, that temple had two great pillars at the front of it. So every person that ever went into the temple, every priest that ever brought a sacrifice into the temple, every poor sinner who stood there at that temple pleading for the mercy of God upon their soul and pleading for the forgiveness of their sin, every activity, every morning sacrifice, every evening sacrifice, everything that ever happened in that temple, they walked past these pillars. And one of the pillars was called Boaz. So for 1,000 years, all of the worshippers of God on their way into the temple, if they had any remembrance of the things, were caused to remember Boaz. Boaz's name means "in it is strength." And the other pillar was called Jason, and that name means "he that strengthens and makes steadfast." They are the pillars of the temple. And so this glorious story of redeeming love is set before us, as it was for the people of God, isn't it, to come into the presence of God, to actually be in a place of worship of him. This story is incredibly, incredibly significant. I want us to contemplate some of the glorious words that describe our Redeemer. And you'll see some wonderfully repetitious things. I want you to see the personal pronouns, so I'll read them out to you and you can know the Bible verses later on. Most of them are in Isaiah that I'm recalling to your mind. In Isaiah 47:4 it says, "As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel." He says in Isaiah 41:14, he says, "Fear not, thou worm Jacob, ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." To redeem, of course, is to buy back from bondage, to buy back from poverty, to buy back from servitude, to be set free and to be released from the payment due for sin. And it was always to be paid by a redeemer. He says, "I will ransom thee from the power of the grave, and I will redeem them from death." It's to redeem at a price fixed by the law and the holiness of God. It's a redemption for the poor, for the poverty-stricken. It's a redemption that speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ and in his crucifixion. It's always about blood redemption. "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer," Isaiah 48:17, "the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit." I am the Lord thy God, which teach you to profit. I am the Lord thy God, which leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. Do you need to be taught? Do you need to be led? Wandering, straying sinners find the Redeemer glorious. Isaiah 49:7 says, "Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to him, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because the Lord that is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. I am the Lord thy Saviour, thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Redemption is precious. Redemption is expensive. The redemption of their soul, says Psalm 49:8, the redemption of their soul is precious. Isaiah 54:5, for thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. Isaiah 54:8, in a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause. Don't you like that? He'll thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land. Rest to his land, rest to his people in his land, and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. I don't want to spend too much time on chapters 1 and 2. I wanted us to focus on the whole activity of redemption, which is revealed in glorious types and pictures. This is a real story. It's something that really happened. But we have to keep being reminded again and again, don't we, that every Old Testament story and every Old Testament book is a message about the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified. This is a message about the Lord Jesus Christ and his bride. This is a message about him drawing his bride to himself. This is a message about him betrothing himself to his bride. This is a message about him satisfying the demands of a nearer kinsman, the law. It's about him taking his bride for his wife. It's about him and his bride being fruitful unto God. To him give all the prophets witnesses. The Lord Jesus said, Moses wrote of me. Everything in this book is a story of the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified. The Lord Jesus Christ and his bride. Abraham saw my day. He saw it and he rejoiced. All the Old Testament saints rejoiced over the Lord Jesus Christ as they went into that temple and realised that God met with people on the basis of a blood sacrifice. They came out of that temple hearing those glorious words from Numbers chapter 6, isn't it? The Lord bless thee. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. At the pillar of Boaz, the high priest on that great day of atonement, having been into the Holy of Holies, having been into the very presence of God, carrying, as the Lord Jesus Christ did, the names of his people on his heart and on his shoulder, carrying in there with his own blood. That's what Hebrews says, isn't it? He's obtained eternal redemption for us by his blood. To him give all the prophets witness. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have life, but they are they which testify of me. And this was a testimony, wasn't it? This was a testimony of successful redemption. This was a testimony of the high priest whose blood was accepted. And it all pictures the Lord Jesus Christ entering into heaven's glory. The Lord bless thee. You stand beside the pillar of Boaz. You say, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel. What's his name? What's his name? The Lord our righteousness. And what's the name of his church, his bride? The Lord our righteousness. We're married to him, so we bear his name. They shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. We might have a break, but I'm praying the Lord might allow us to stand by the pillar of Boaz this morning and look into the temple and rejoice in the glorious work of the kinsman redeemer who's revealed.